Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From Fox Sports Tennessee in the neutral zone on 104.5 The Zone, Christopher Martell joins us. What's going on this morning?
Not much, John. How are y'all doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing fine. On to Game 7. We've never seen one of those at Bridgestone, so looking forward to Thursday. To start with, how much did you feel like the penalty kill was really one of the heroes from last night, stopping all four of the power plays from Winnipeg and, you know, again, just keeping the crowd out of the game for one thing?
Well, I mean, three of those penalties came in the first period alone, with one of them coming in the last 2 minutes. I thought it was on the onus was on Nashville to really say, you know, if we're going to march to the penalty box, especially three times in the first period, we got to shut these down. And I think the Predators did a fantastic job of just kind of minimizing time and space for the Winnipeg Jets and really not giving them any kind of opportunities to really get any kind of puck off or towards Pecorine. And just really, I guess the best thing about the penalty kill that I noticed last night was the fact that any time they came into Nashville's zone, the Predators had a guy on the puck carrier and was essentially just trying to press him right back out. And that kind of, in my opinion, I think that really brought us back to what we saw in Game 4 and how Nashville was able to really kind of shut down the Jets in that perspective. If it wasn't for the penalty kill, especially with all four opportunities, this 4-0 score could have been a lot different.
Philip Forsberg has filled up the highlight reels with goals this postseason. Where did those two last night rank, especially the one in the third period?
I was talking to the wife this morning, and of course, you know, she didn't stay up and watch the game. It's okay, I understand. But you know, but I showed her the play, and I said, how do you do that? I mean, how do you stop something like that to where a player is putting the puck in between his legs and firing it right past the goaltender? It's so difficult, and Philip Forsberg makes it look so phenomenally easy. You know, I mean, not just that play right there, but, you know, you go back in the Colorado series and what he did against Sam Girard, and it seems like he has at least one of those for every series he plays in, his ability just to get under the opposition skin, and not just that, but also dynamically showcase how extraordinary of a forward he is. I mean, last night, the Forsberg had 3 points, Arvidsson had 3 points, Johansson had 2 points, 8 points combined for the entire Jofa line. And people have been saying, well, you know, the top six needs to really get in swing for Nashville. I mean, I think the second line did some good things that, of course, didn't get on the board. But when you have your top line contributing 8 points in a very critical game six, I don't think you can ask for much more.
We're on with Christopher Martell of Fox Sports. Chris, you were talking about Forsberg. Do you think he's going to get his just due as a star player in the NHL? Because I feel like he's under the radar, and now that he's on the big scene in the postseason, maybe that'll take him to the level of notoriety that he deserves.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is if people are underestimating what Philip Forsberg can do on the ice, he's going to burn them. And I think Philip Forsberg, if he could choose notoriety or if he could choose the Stanley Cup championship, I think he would take the Stanley Cup any day of the week. So I think looking at what he's done, I think superstar quality, I think he has it. And I absolutely think he deserves to have that level of notoriety across the league. But at the same time, I don't know if you can really push that on everybody to really expect it. But when you make plays like Forsberg made last night, you're really hard-pressed to say, man, that guy's not a star, because he very much is.
What do you think about Pecorine's performance? I thought he was very patient in the net, so I thought he was a huge difference and made critical saves at critical times.
Well, I think the big difference maker last night in Game 6 was the fact that he was getting a lot more defensive help than he had been all series long. It looked a lot like Game 4 in that respect, except Nashville didn't take an unnecessary penalty with 2 minutes left to go, costing Pecorino a shutout, essentially. So I like the way, and you know, to be honest, I like the way Rene has played for the most part the entire series. It's just tough. It's tough when you're a goaltender for an extremely talented team goes into a series against another extremely talented team and puts up subpar numbers. That's going to happen. Connor Hellebuck said it earlier in the season. He goes, this is not a fun series for a goaltender. You know, this is a series where you're having superstars from both teams score left and right. And the fact that Rene was able to put a huge donut on the board in Winnipeg says a lot about his composure as a whole for this series.
Chris, what about Roman Josi, who yesterday I took to task? You know, he's the captain. He had no points. He was -5. He was just not playing well, especially in the defensive end. But I thought last night he was terrific.
Yeah, it was absolutely, in my opinion, I thought it was probably Roman Josi's best game of the playoffs. And I think when you look at what you need from your leadership, when you look at what you need from the top players on your team, especially your defensemen, you need them to perform for them to have their best games in critical moments. And I thought that came across perfectly in game six. Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis both, who I think have both struggled a bit against Colorado, but have mightily struggled against Winnipeg. I thought they both looked just absolutely excellent last night. Roman Josi looked like the defenseman that most of us have come to see throughout the regular season every single year, where this guy's shutting down opposing players night in and night out. And Roman Josi was able to impose his will last night, something he hadn't been able to do in the previous five games. And that's gotta really bode well for the Predators, that their top defensive pairing finally was able to get some work done defensively going into, you know, a deciding game seven on Thursday.
And Scott Hartnell was back in the lineup, and he just gives them an edge intangibly. I thought his hit on Kyle Connor was huge in the second period, because in my mind, it really took Connor out of the game. And I just can't imagine that he's not in the lineup, even if Mike Fisher's healthy for game seven.
You know, when it came to game five and Scott Hartnell was being mentioned as, well, it looks like Seattle's going to get back in, but at Hartnell's expense, I sat there going, yeah, I questioned Peter Laviolette before game four about bringing Hartnell in over Fiala. And I paid the price for it, because everybody was like, afterwards, are you going to question him now? And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to question him on game five. Fine, whatever. But Hartnell is out of lineup for game five. Nashville gets blitzed. And then Hartnell comes back in for game six. And dare I say, Scott Hartnell is the X factor for the Nashville Predators. I mean, you look at both these games that Hartnell has been in. When he gets into the lineup, he immediately goes out there and makes his presence known physically. And he just goes out there and pretty much he dominates the presence on the ice. And he gives the other players, the skill players out there for the Predators, a chance to really work and do what they need to do. And that's something that you're not going to get without Hartnell in the lineup. He's a veteran. He understands how to really get through at this particular level. It's fun to watch him out there and really sit back and say, you know, hey, Scott Hartnell is exactly what the Preds need right now. Because if you'd have told me he would have been the X factor against Winnipeg 2 months ago, I'd have been like, you're a liar. So it's fun to watch it. And at the same time, if he doesn't play game seven, I mean, get your pitchforks ready.
Instead of get your popcorn ready. Christopher Martel of Fox Sports Tennessee in the neutral zone on 104.5 The Zone. Well, you guys are going to have a fun Thursday, aren't you?
Oh, man, I'm going to have a blast. It's going to be the greatest hour of hockey talk in the history of hockey talk. It's going to be so good.
See you, man. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys.